Ervin Perkyud, Mishnah Yudalit, Koyin Shaloka Betzpo. If a Koyin has a wound on his finger, Karachalov Gemi, he can wrap around it a reed, Bemikdosh, in the base of Mikdosh. Avaloy Bemedina, but he cannot do it in the outside the base of Mikdosh, because he's being Mirape. And you're not to be Mirape on Shabbos. However, in the base of Mikdosh, it's a Shvus, but the reason that it's Mutter is, even though it's not Litzarech Liavoda, and the Gemara explains, Tysantif brings, that this would be like a Mak on the left hand, where it was not Litzar Chavoda, otherwise you couldn't leave it there because it's a Chatzitza. So then why are you allowed to do it? It's a Shvus that doesn't really help the Avoda because you do the Avoda with the right hand, the Kohen does. So the Teretz is that it wasn't like Derech Eretz, or it wasn't really proper to have a Kohen do Avoda while he has bandages on, even if the bandages are in his other hand. Still, it's just not nice, and therefore they allowed to do it even though it was a Shvus. Im lahotzi dam, however, if he's putting this in order to extract blood, which is a melacha, kan v'kan aser, then it's aser both in the base of Mikdash and outside the base of Mikdash, and it would be the melacha of chovel. Now, Tesisanta brings Rashi, that even though, if you hold like Rashi, Rashi held that a melacha that was EF shalasas erev Shabbos, that you did on Shabbos, that was for tzarech avodas doche Shabbos, so too, maybe one would say that this is letzarech liavoda. And if the reason Lamaisi put on the bandage was right before the Avoda, that the blood shouldn't go out of his hand from the wound at the time of the Avoda, so that's why he did it right before, so maybe you would say that it's Letzarech Le'Avoda. And according to Rashi Shita, that even a Malacha D'Araisa, like we said previously, when you came to tying musical instruments, according to Rashi, you were allowed to. So too, why is this us? So you should be allowed to do it, because you'd be doing it Letzarech Le'Avoda. So the Teretz says it's not really the same type of Tzarech Le'Avoda, because here you're just doing it that the whole reason it's not on the same hand as the Avoda. Its only reason is that it's not Derech Eretz, that you have an uncovered wound. Masha Ein Kein, over there they actually needed the instruments for the Avoda. That's what Rashi explains. Mishnah continues, Boiskin Melech Al Gabe Kevesh B'Shil Shalo Yachliku. They could sprinkle, crush and sprinkle salt on the ramps in order that the Kohanim shouldn't slip on the ramps. Now, we cannot be talking about ramps that were used as part of the, like the Mizbeach, part of the Avoda, because Mamanavshach, if the salt becomes part of the ramp, so then that's Bona, because you're adding onto the ramp, if it's permanently going to be added. And if it's just temporary, then it's a Chatzitza. You can't have a Chatzitza. So rather, we're dealing with ramps, the Mefarshim explain, that are, let's say, going to the Eitzim, the Marocha, things like that. The going up the ramp was not part of any Avoda. But the salt was temporary, it wasn't going to stay there. So therefore, it's Mutter to do so. And they were able to fill up using water from a certain bor, a cistern. It was called a bor hagola and a bor hagadol. They both were in the Lishkas Azar in the Beis HaMikdash. And they were able to do it begilgal b'Shabbos. They had a big wheel that they would wheel up the pail or the bucket they would use. And it made it very easy. And the concern was is that it was so easy that people may just say, hey, I got this so quick. What can I do with this water? And they would water their lawns and water their gardens. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was obviously not an issue. So Dafka, these types of devices were only mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rav actually says it's Lav Dafka the Beis HaMikdash. It's any place that didn't have a garden or where there weren't any types of fields that one would be concerned that he would irrigate. Otherwise, we would be concerned that it wouldn't be mutter. Umiber hakar biyontif. And also from a ber hakar, kar really is a be'er. It's called a bor hakar. The Rav had a girus a bor hakar, but the main thing is it's a ber maim chaim. And it's called kar from a lashon of makor, like a source. And this was mutter for people that came up to Yerushalayim on the regal, and the Nevi'im in the times of Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi matred them to fill water from this be'er. And then once that happened, it became the minug that even outside of Yerushalayim, people were able to do it on Yom Tovim as well, from Ber Maim Chaim, from wellsprings.